The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant. Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is, welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, we're joined here with Tanya Gates, and she works with Gates Refrigeration, right?
Gates HVAC-R, yeah.
Gates HVAC-R. And you're the president right now?
Owner-operator, yeah.
Owner-operator,
we're doing it, yeah.
So, you know, it's interesting. Whenever I bring somebody onto the show, the thing that we love to do is just find out, how in the world did you get into the HVAC industry?
Okay, well, so I got in through my dad, kind of. So my dad's been doing this my whole life, and I never really knew what he did. I took a road off into college, and I came back, and my career path took me into oil and gas, rotating equipment, pumps, things like that. And when the oil and gas went down, you know, I had this drive to start something new, start something fresh. Well, that didn't quite pan out the way I wanted. And I'm like, hey, Dad, you know, can I help? And I never went away after that.
Okay.
You know, I fell in love with HVAC. I started out as his helper's helper.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't one of those things like you're coming in and I didn't really know what I was doing yet. So I came in helping the helper. And so my dad's the one he's still there. He's still guiding me. He's my mentor.
Okay.
So when I get in a pinch or I'm in a bind, I'm like, hey, you know, and he'll take me back to the basics. Like, hey, you know, be calm, relax, go back, you know, start over again. Like when I'm troubleshooting. And you know, the cycle of refrigeration, you know what you're doing. So just stay calm, because pressure gets really intense out there when you're trying to fix something and customers are calling and, hey, was it fixed yet? How much is that going to cost? All of those things are, you know, and you're trying your best to get this thing online. So, he's my rock. Yeah. Yeah.
So you started out as an installs helper.
Yeah.
And then I would imagine you moved into a helper position at some point in time, and then
did
lead installer, service tech, maintenance tech.
So we were small. So
yeah.
I wore a lot of hats.
Okay.
I would ride with my dad on some days as his helper in the truck. I would kind of move around between him and his other guy. And from there, I just, you know, I would go home and I would watch the podcast HVAC School for Tech by Tex.
Okay.
Brian Orr. And I would just, I watched that video over and over, the cycle refrigeration. I just replay it. And I'm like, watching their podcast and following them and in the field with my dad and reading Modern Refrigeration book.
Yeah.
I was able to, you know, get my EPA cert, my license, process refrigeration, environmental air, unlimited. So now I can pretty much work on anything in Texas.
So you guys are doing VRV systems?
Yes. Yes, VRV. Yeah. So I really got into VRV in 2018.
Okay.
A plumber friend of mine, Zach, he actually referred me over to a medical clinic, and they had water coming down from the ceiling, and they're just like, hey, can you help us? And I'm looking at the equipment, and I'm like, whoa, what is this? You know, and I'm like, yeah, I can help you. And so I call my dad. I'm like, hey, look, I found this equipment. So I convince him to come over, right? And I'm like, come check it out. And so he's like, I don't want nothing to do with that. That's all you. And I'm like, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to figure this out. So I talked to the owner and I was like, look, I've never seen this equipment before, but I'm going to fix it. So he was like, well, Daikin says you have to, you know, be certified on this. And I was like, well, you know, it's May, you know, it's hot. And I was like, how about I do this as soon as the season ends? So by October in 2018, I was taking every class at Daikin that they had. You know, I was like down there. Once I found that, because United Refrigeration sent me there. They're like, here's the classes. And I was like, oh, they're free? So you got free classes at Daikin Park? And I was like, this is like 45 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
So I started showing up every day. So I took all the classes, like the whole month of October, I stayed down there. And I'm like, hey, what do you have today? You know, and That's how I fell into the fit. So in 2018, they had it in the lab, not for us to work on, but they wanted us to come look at it and take pictures with it and things like that. So when I saw the fit, I was like, whoa, again, I'm blown away. Like, what is this? I want to see this thing work. Like, because I'm used to cubed units. And
yeah,
this is 2018. We've never seen anything like that. That looks like a mini split. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm questioning it, but curious.
Yes.
My mechanical mind is going, and I'm like, how can I get my hands on this stuff, you know? So I dove in with the VRV commercial, and it wasn't until 22 that I really got into the fit. Like, I ran into the right trainer, and now, like, Daikin just kind of embraced my little company and said, hey, you know, I mean, any trainers we needed, any classes, education. And then I came across Josh Barr. He's the technical director. And he saw something with me, and he's like, Tanya, you know, he just started feeding me information. Like, here, can you handle this? And I would take care of it. And he's like, he'd send me over there, and I'd take care of it. And he's just like, okay, like, I pretty much could match with any personality or issue that he needed me to resolve. And that was fit. And then I saw VRV through him. And that was when I really started, the commercial side. But I really like this residential ability that nobody really knows it, like Web Express and things like that. So I'm diving in the Web Express. And, now I'm, like, we feel, my team, like, we're comfortable, we're confident, like, and then Daikin puts their name on the baseball stadium.
Yeah, and here we are.
So, I mean, it's just been one great thing happening after another. And the seed was planted back in 2018, and I didn't even know it. You know, when that plumber referred me over to that facility, and from there, it just started slowly evolving. And now here I am, and we've got other partners that we've partnered with. Measure Quick, that's a really big one for me, because 2018 I started my account with them, and it wasn't until December of last year I actually drove up to Ohio and I signed up for the mastery course, Dive Deep, with Measure Quick, and understand what Measure Quick is doing and get inside Jim's head, really. And I sat there with a week with him and the Kalos group, and man, it was a great experience. So I feel like being there with him for that time period, you develop like a friendship, a relationship. Like, hey, I could call and ask questions. You know, I know he's a busy man, so I try not to just call randomly. But so Measure Quick, and then I went and invested in the tools, and now we've got three trucks out that we're running Measure Quick on every job. So, and it's really trying to educate the customer on, okay, yes, we can come in and fix something real quick and then get out, but that's not really solving the big problems. Like, let's get down to the root of your, do you even have the right size equipment? We're measuring static pressure, we're measuring your delta T. I mean, we're getting the full synopsis on your envelope.
So, and then you and I were talking before, and so now you've just recently partnered up with the new flat rate.
Yes, the new flat rate.
Working with that team, and you were out at their business university or business uncensored that they had, and were able to participate there. And so you're doing all these great things. You're looking at getting all of your techs to the NCI courses and making sure that they're certified for residential air balancing.
Yes.
And so, I mean, all of these really cool things that you're doing, what is your vision or what is your plan for the company?
Okay, so my plan with the company, utilize technology, right? So in all the technology that's at our fingertips, remote monitoring. Like, let's flip the script on the HVAC side. So they call, we go. Like, now with the technology, we can start to see things before the failure's coming. Yeah. So I really want to grab that and it's coming whether I like it or not. So let's use it to the best of our ability and mold the company around that. So utilizing the new flat rate, right? That's helping us bill in the field. So it's not bottlenecked at me, you know? And that allows the team to provide estimates, and we're consistent throughout. So not only are we consistent on the billing with the new flat rate, we're consistent with Measure Quick because each technician is doing the same thing throughout, you know, and we're providing that report. So, and then really, I'm going to dive deep with National Comfort Institute come the last quarter of this year. That's my goal. I couldn't get everything in.
Right.
I tried. I tried. But, I mean, it was just too many, you know, one bite at a time. So come October, they're going to see our faces. And, you know, we're going to continue to just learn and grow and grab the younger generation, because they want to learn this stuff. And they grew up with tablets. Like, we're the technicians that are walking up with tablets,
yeah,
you know, to talk to you, not to work on the invoice or an estimate. No, to look at your equipment. Like, that's where we're at today. And
so you were talking about your dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your dad started the company, and he's still around in the business, right?
Oh, yeah. He's still around.
And you've got all of these ideas with technology and where you're looking to grow the company. And your dad, there's a little bit of a friction between the two of you. Which I would imagine for a lot of multi-generational companies, there comes some friction. How do you guys navigate that friction?
Okay, so friction, yeah, I don't know if friction is the right word. Because,
okay.
Like, that's my dad. We love each other,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, we've got that. But he likes doing things the way he's been doing it, you know, but he's solid on his core, right?
Yeah.
He knows HVAC. So with him, what I've learned is to not just inundate him with all the, like, as I was learning, like, MeasureQuick and getting better at it, now I just send him the link, because he's a pilot. He can deal with all these gadgets. He's a technician. So I just send him the link, and he can look at the gauges as if he was there. That's where MeasureQuick is at. It's
That's
really
cool.
So, like, I was going to do something, and the guys are on the roof. I'm like, hey, if it fails, like, send me the link. Let's talk about it and make a plan.
Yeah.
So we can do that the same with my dad. And he likes it. Like, I'm getting him there, right?
Yeah.
It's not an easy one to change and to get him accepted. So I think once I'm there with the result, like, here's the link, and he can look, and then he's got questions. And so we're getting there.
Okay.
But the trick to it was just wait until I'm there and then send him the link. Like, so as I was learning how to hook up all the instruments and, you know, like, really understand how to maneuver through the app to get there, that part, yeah, I knew to kind of keep him away from that part. But then whenever I was able to send him the link the other day, I was so excited, so excited. And I was like, Dad, you realize how long I've been working at this, you know, and I really want, like, this has been a vision. I just didn't know how to get there. And with that push of going down and meeting with MeasureQuick one-on-one, and then Brian Feeney, he's got a small company, Upskill, and he's been able to help me implement that as well. So his, you know, words of wisdom, 30 years in the business, has been, like, worth every penny, you know, because that really helps you avoid. You think you're doing something right, and it's like, okay, I don't understand. It's not working. And then someone like him can come in from the outside and say, Tanya, do this. I was like, you're a genius. You know, like.
Well, you know, that's the cool thing about this industry is it is a group of people that truly want to help others succeed.
Yes.
And, you know, from other contractors willing to jump in and say, hey, I've been there. I've done that. Here's what we learned. Don't do this, because I tried that and it failed miserably.
Yeah.
And then just so many great people that truly just want to help others succeed and reach their dreams and their goals. Now, you told me something about, you know, your dad's kind of pulling a little bit back from the business, still in control of things and doing different things. But he talked about, you know, the business. He still wants to get his beer money, I think, is the way that you put it.
Yeah, he always kind of jokes like that. Yeah. He's tinkering.
Yeah, he's tinkering on the business. But really, in the day-to-day operations, you know, I do have, you know, just one final question as we wrap this up.
Mm-hmm.
So you've gone through all of the ranks in the business. What would you say, you know, has it's been like for a female coming up in the HVAC industry through the technician ranks?
Okay, so back when I first started, I remember I'd show up at the parts house and I didn't really know what I was ordering, or I'm asking questions. There's a lot to it. So that part, I felt like they looked at me a little funny, and, you know, you're coming in, you're all dirty, and you're just like, so it's just like, man, you need help. And I felt a little out of place. But I'd say now, 10 years down the road, like that has really changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've made a lot of progress. Being a part of the women in HVAC, like I'm now like a mentor for some other women that want to either they're in the business and they want to move into a technician type role, or they're transitioning from another career into a technician role. So like it's, we're here. Women are in the field now. And I think 10 years ago, I didn't, it wasn't something like I've walked past, you know, I didn't see it. And now like, you know, and now the vendors know me and it feels good. I also, I mean, it took years of, you know, doing business with people and building that relationship. There wasn't not one place in Houston that I could go that, that they did not know my dad. I can tell you that. Like, I know your dad. I know your dad. And I love it. You know, it's like, okay, but they see me trying to make my way and not just leaning on my dad to, hey, like, do this. I'm making the calls and building my relationships. Yes, you know my dad, but here I am, you know, and this is where we're trying to go. So, yeah, my dad's totally supportive of, you know, he knows that we're not going to do things the same. You know, he has things set aside that he's done. He's a retired fireman.
Yeah.
He flies for the Coast Guard. He's a pilot. So, you know, he does his stuff, and I'm really driven in the business and operating it and trying to, we're on the way to the next level. So
what words of wisdom, you being a mentor for women in HVAC, would you give to a young woman looking to cut their teeth in this industry?
Find a good resource for good information. There's a lot of things on the websites and things like that, that you can find bad information. Find good, solid resources like National Comfort Institute, ACCA. Mm-hmm. We're a member of ACCA now. Like, go to those sources and learn from there. Take those practices. Don't give up. It's hard. You're going to have those moments where you're just like, you know, almost tears, you know, and you just like, it doesn't matter if you're a woman or a man. A man's going through the same thing. I can tell you that.
Right.
Like, so suck it up. Calm down. Go back through the process, you know. Use your extensions. Like HVAC Chicks, they have a free hotline like that you can call for tech support. Use your manufacturers. Daikin, I've got so many extensions. How do you think? That's where I got here is from there. Not because I'm just some super tech. No, the support, the relationships that you're building. Like, hey, let me call on Chris or let me call Charles. Or, you know, like I feel like I know pretty much all. I don't know all 80 of them, but I know like over here in the South, like a lot of the VRV, you know, field, what are the field managers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Field service managers.
Yes. Yeah. They're helping us out and they're doing a great job. Like I feel good about it. Like I feel like I can go work on any Daikin equipment and I'm going to get support. So yeah, that's.
Well, Tanya, thank you so much for joining us. This has been fascinating. I really enjoyed having you on the show and we will be having you on a couple other episodes as well.
Okay.
For all of you that are out there, if you like this episode, hey, please hit that like button. Also make sure you're following us so that you're informed of all of our other upcoming episodes that we have. And until next time.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant.
Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is,